Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from the Windy City, Chicago. And, man, it is blowing today. Welcome to the Sports Doctor, Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Hey, everybody, happy Thanksgiving. It's such a beautiful holiday. Everybody loves Thanksgiving. We got a great doubleheader coming up. Dr. Steve Horwitz, he's a chiropractic physician. He's the founder of Team Safe, a platform for youth sports safety. He's been a lifting champion, a strength and conditioning coach. He'll be returning. And then also, I'm excited to have back Johan Liegenfritz. We're across the pond from England. Johan is the CEO and the founder of UK Health Radio, which the sports doctors to be a proud part of weekly. Following our live show, we're on his network. And that is the Sports Doctors Inn and some emails. First, I want to welcome back Dr. Steve Horwitz. Again, he's a chiropractic physician. He's a two-time National Strength Challenge Masters champion. And his exciting protocols here with Team Safe. Hey, Steve, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks for having me back. It's a big honor, and what a great day, my favorite holiday, right before Thanksgiving.
Yes, isn't it? It absolutely is. Steve, give us a background, a quickie background that leads into the Team Safe to have a plan.
Quick background, I've been a sideline provider for 33 years, starting in Pee Wee Sports, and was very fortunate to be part of the United States Olympic team's medical staff in 1996 and traveled around the world with USA Track and Field a little bit. So got to see how injuries occur in sports at every level. And during the same amount of time, I was teaching in the Montgomery County, Maryland school system a course called Care and Prevention of Athletic Injuries to High School Coaches. So I really started to see what coaches knew, what they didn't know. And then when we fast forward to moving from Maryland to Texas, I quickly discovered that at the league level, meaning kids age 5, 6, 7 to 13, there was really nothing, right? There was nothing anywhere with regard to youth sports and safety. And there were no sideline providers. And to kind of finish up, give you a great example, our son played in a youth sports league. I won't say the league, but there were 5 to 6 games going on at the same time. And they didn't provide any training services, any EMT services, nothing. So I went as dad, right? And I was on the field every weekend as a dad, not a provider, as a dad. It's not okay, right?
Yes. Well, I think the fact, of course, that you were on the sidelines, your physician, is a big deal. You mentioned a major term in all of this, and everybody who listens to the Sports Doctor knows about my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, knows about my attention with international guests in the world of youth sports. You mentioned a sideline provider. And that's a great term, because sometimes when you think about who's that, and it's a team of all of the important people, because of your main concept, which is, hey, leagues and parents, organizations, you know, do you have a team safety youth sports plan? Am I a commercial for you, Steve, or what?
Thank you. You know, and I will have
deal.
To say there's sideline providers and there's sideline providers. And this comment may be a bit controversial, but I have to say there's a lot of docs that stand on the sidelines, and then, you know, kudos to all the athletic trainers that are out there, because they're the ones that are out on the field. Occasionally a doc might, but that's usually at a higher level. It's certainly not at a youth level.
Yes,
so
athletic
I think it's
trainers,
very important.
Athletic trainers are some of our magicians and are the first line of defense. The problem, of course, you pay attention to it, is that you'd be amazed how many high schools, let alone middle schools, let alone traveling sports teams, know how to spell athletic trainer. They just don't have that kind of connection yet. Other times we'll see it's as simple as saying, does anybody have an emergency plan here for what might happen? I know you pay a lot of attention, as does the sports doctor, to the whole world of concussions and everything that goes into it, and educating the public. So tell me, Dr. Steve, what's the website that people could tune into what you're doing and with Team Safe?
TeamSafeSports.com. So we're TeamSafeSports.com is the website, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Everything is Team Safe Sports.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a paragraph or two, and to please explain to us who is Team Safe Sports?
Yes, so Team Safe Sports is a platform designed for youth leagues and clubs, middle schools, where primarily there's not an athletic trainer, or there may be an athletic trainer, but for instance, in most middle schools, they say, wink, wink, there's an athletic trainer, but they're really not on the sidelines. They're providing a little bit of oversight. And our platform would be best run by somebody like an athletic trainer who can provide a little bit of oversight. So you're a coach on the sidelines. You have 15 soccer kids. Where's their emergency contact information, their emergency medical information? Something happens. How do you document it? How do you communicate it? Where's your
emergency plan?
Who's running out on the field? Who's running out to the ambulance, et cetera, et cetera. So all this is on a platform where it's on your phone. You don't have to look anywhere. It's right there in front of you. And if you look at every single court case, and this is the sad part, the biggest issues of contention are poor communication, poor documentation, and lack of training.
Yeah, really?
Our platform provides the training. And if you want to get your own training with other courses, we offer our own course, the Team Safe Youth Sports Safety Coaching Certification course.
Yeah, you need a chapter. You need a chapter with the sports, Dr. Steve. When you're talking about what you guys are providing in the whole area, that was the purpose of hashtag Hey Sports Parents. One of them, was the epidemic in capital letters. The epidemic of youth overuse sports injuries, both mentally and physically. So it's a tremendous challenge. I'm part of an exciting documentary that 2020 will be out. Joe Franco, the fantastic owner with Chesapeake Films. Yes, I know it. Putting together the documentary Youth Sports to Film, the $15 billion a year industry. It's very, very, very big business. And again, the importance of having a plan at all levels and with all different ideas. I'm going to ask you more about that. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, Dr. Bob Weil, live from the Windy City here, go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, and you can go to radio shows. You can go back almost 10 years. Before that, I think I have reel-to-reel and discs. and listen to any topic. You could see who was on, what the topics were, with our array of international guests and so many different topics. If you go to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read an endless array of articles on what's the best shoe for you, what about specialization. One of my most popular articles, which is Women in High Heels Surviving the Challenge. We have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. There's a lot of action on Twitter. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter and LinkedIn. But you can follow us on Twitter at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. We're talking with Dr. Steve Horwitz, the creator of Team Safe, this whole platform. So Steve, I'm thinking about, again, the person on the sidelines who has on their phone an app that could put them in touch with whoever they would need, whatever the situation is.
Exactly. It's so important. You know, just recently in the state of California, fewer than 50% of the high schools have athletic training services. And in the state of Oklahoma, just north of us here in Texas, only 15% of the school districts have a full-time athletic trainer.
And yeah, frankly, we've had people on again in all areas. It's absurd. We should be developing into any serious sports participation, even consistent sports, let alone school sports participation, should have athletic trainers available. If it took us 10 years to grow into that, we'd say, great. It's alarming when you say 15%. And again, with the explosion of traveling teams and serious youth sports younger and younger ages, then we start running into these things, which really makes so much sense regarding educating coaches. I ought to put your app right next to my friend Ian Goldberg's I-Sport 360 app, where you can, with communication of parents. Give us some other bullet points, Steve, of what you guys pay attention to with Team Safe.
So you need a concussion, remove from play, return to play. You know, we use the term protocol. So, for instance, you know, we've contacted the Oklahoma Secondary School Activities Association and offered our platform for them, and we can't even get a phone call back. And here's the thing, you know, you ask, what do? Yeah. They specifically say in Oklahoma that they don't have any concussion documentation, and that's exactly what we are able to do. We're able to document it on the field, and then we're able to follow that.
See, I'll tell you what.
We are able to follow that right through our platform from the remove from play to the return to play, so the athlete gets the care that they need and they don't return to play too soon. And it's all on your phone. And here's the key, Dr. Bob, is everybody, and when I say everybody, I mean the coordinator, whether that be an athletic director or the league, you know, commissioner, the parents, the coaches, everybody involved with that athlete gets notification in real time every step of the process. So, for instance, when that child is removed from play, and if you're Dr. Bob, the parent, you get a notification the second the coach removes that kid from play. You get a notification.
Really?
Your child.
What if he sprains his ankle?
If the organization wants to document that immediately, then they can. In other words, they have a choice of what they do. And then we have absolutely the most thorough injury incident report that would make, you know, any insurance company very happy that everything was documented. And even, you know, maybe more important, you know, the attorneys would be happy because we've reviewed our platform with some very high-powered attorneys who you don't want walking in court if there's a problem with your organization.
Yeah, so all the organizations, Dr. Steve, that the sports doctor has on as guests, whether it's the National Alliance of Youth Sports, whether it's iSports 360, whether it's Joel Franco, the film, the documentary, whether it's my friend from England, Gordon McKellen, with Working with Parents in Sports. That's a great title. All include the idea of safety. All include the idea of information. And it's interesting that the it's flabbergasting, but I understand. It's why we're on the same team. The fact that we would say that, you know, they didn't even call me back, let alone pay, even though we've made such great strides in being able to pay attention to staying out of trouble, and for organizations at whatever level and parents to be prepared, you know, and concussions is a hot, huge deal. We're still in the middle of all of the answers involving concussions and the idea of returning to play. And we have cognitive experts like my friends from Trazer who can measure and help measure when a particular kid. What are the ages that Team Safe, you mentioned, you're talking about like 5 to 20?
Well, any age. In other words, you need a documentation system and a communication system and an oversight system. So this system could be used from the pros all the way down to the peewees. But, you know, as a father, my son's 12, so I'm concerned about those kids who are under high school age because at least some high schools have athletic trainers, not really
now,
Oklahoma.
Yes.
So what are we going to do for the youngest kids? Like I said, why should I be on the field of play running out to a child who's hurt when that organization should be providing that kind of care? And then don't even get me started about AEDs, automated external defibrillators, and ice baths.
I hear you.
Complete lack of preparation.
Yes. The idea, again, there's a million levels from like an athletic trainer to being the magician I was mentioning, Steve, whether it's an emergency with some type of a collision or a spinal injury or something like that or a neck injury,
right,
or whether it's a sprain or a strain, the ability at least to be knowledgeable about, have systems in place, it makes so much sense to be able to include. Boy, we take it's a tremendous relief, I would think, to a park district or a traveling team. Yeah, well, I think the I see you making big progress. I think the there's tremendous progress being made. That's why I wrote the book, even though, again, you know, we all close our eyes and can picture the Little League parent on the sideline. We could also envision the overzealous, I call them Svengali coaches. We also could talk about the abuse, the overkill in youth sports with a capital O, and these are the kinds of things. But you'd think that the emergency side of things and the preparedness side of things would be something that organizations would embrace. That's why I always ask even sports chiropractors like you how your psychology skills are going.
Well, for instance, I was on the board of the local, our town is called Rowlett, Texas. I was on the board of the soccer association. I resigned because they refused to do anything.
Hey, Steven,
about
guess what?
Steven, yes.
I cannot believe that time flew by with you. Give me your website again before we run out of time, Dr. Steve Horowitz. Team Safe. Give me the website.
TeamSafeSports.com.
Hey, man, Dr. Steve Horowitz, champion in his own right, one of the first chiropractors in the Olympic whole organization movement.
Thanks so much.
Hold on, everybody.
Thank you, Steve.
We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights. from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents.
Hey
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Windy Chicago, man. We're back at the Sports Doctor. We're going across the pond here. We're speaking in the UK with Johan Ilgenfritz. Johan is the founder and the CEO of the exciting UK Health Radio. The Sports Doctor is a proud participant, starting, gosh, almost a couple of years ago, running our show after we do our live show with UK Health Radio. They're a tremendous network of health and wellness, of prevention. So, Johan, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hi, good afternoon, Dr. Bob. Thank you very much. It's great to be back.
Yes, I'm so glad. Give us some background on you and the station and what you guys are doing.
Well, UK Health Radio is a global real feel-good radio. We have, at the moment, we have 29 presenters doing 30 shows. We on air 24/7. UK Health Radio has the most in-depth information on the widest range of health topics available. So all aspects of health and wellness, fitness, diet and nutrition, illness prevention, even a bit of environmental issues. But really our main focus is on prevention. So physical health, mental health and emotional well-being.
You sound like a commercial, Johan, for the Sports Doctor. That's what I've been doing for the past 30 years, give or take a few weeks, all aspects of the area of prevention, holistic medicine, the blending of Eastern and Western medicine, whether we're talking about highest area of sports medicine, and we're talking about people, again, who just want to stay healthy and do the best they can. How long has the UK Health Radio been around?
Well, it's now on the 2nd of December. It's 6.5 years old.
Okay.
And so it hasn't been that long.
No. I know you are, again, a champion of so many areas of health and wellness yourself, because you came from some serious health issues, which got you so involved in the whole world that what you've tried to put together. Is that a good commercial for what you guys do?
Oh, absolutely, Dr. Bob. Yes, I had terminal cancer, and I basically cured my cancer through using everything to my availability. One of the main issues, one of the main things I used was nutrition. But as I said, it was an integrative, approach.
Approach. Absolutely.
Correct.
You know, that's absolutely the new medicine, Johan. The new medicine, it's only thousands of years old, give or take a little bit, but the new medicine is to eat smarter and eat well on the one hand, and to keep moving and try to stay active on the other hand, and all areas that mix in. And with something that I pay very, very big attention to on the Sports Doctor, I call it, Johan, the mental game. It's such mindset. It's such a big deal. Whether you're, again, at the pinnacle of sports, or you're a sports parent, or you're, again, trying to stay healthy, you're trying to stay with a program. We all know what the mental game is. And you're a great example, a great example of what that could mean. I mean, somebody who had terminal cancer, and here you are and you beat it. You had a heart concern also. You're a heart patient, right?
Correct.
I tell you, you look great, man. You know, you look great.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
How old are you?
I've just turned 56.
Nah, you're young. And you're a young guy.
The heart attack I had at 46, and the cancer was just 6 months later, so 47. So And I was given a year to live, and I'm still around, so all going well.
Well, again, that there's a very, very powerful story, personal story, which sometimes grows into some sort of venture, you know, like you're so involved in with all sorts of passion, whether it's yourself personally, and then the ability of getting the word out and trying to include. You pay big attention to the mental game, quote unquote, on UK Health Radio, don't you?
Oh, very much so. I honestly believe that the actual physical health is only 50% of it, and the rest is what you think, what you believe, and what you strive for, and everything else. So it plays a huge role in our scheduling. I ask only two things of my presenters, as you know, Dr. Bob, is that it's done with integrity and that it's done in a very positive manner. Because quite often we get caught up in the doom and gloom of illness.
Let alone if you're in the United States, Johan, with one of my super pet peeves on the sports doctor, which is the United States being one of only two countries in the world, New Zealand being the other, with television commercials of prescription drugs ad nauseum, and this culture of a pill for everything. We have guests on in the different world. You know, her name escapes me, she'll kill me. What's your fitness gal's show that she's been a guest on mine and I've been on her show?
Nana Akua, yes.
Yes! You got to tell her I said
correct.
Hi. We have to trade radio shows again, you know, but that idea of the challenge, one of the chapters in my book, Johan, that's been a very important one, is called Youth, Sports, and Drugs, and the pressure to play, the overuse injuries, all of these problems. The United States has an incredible pain pill nightmare with opioids. And it's no different in a lot of different parts of the world, like in your area. But the medicine culture is a tremendous challenge here. I bet it's a big deal there too, but maybe it's just not as aggressive, right?
It's very prevalent here as well. We don't have television commercials, that kind of stuff.
Oh man, you're lucky. You know, it's huge. It is incredibly powerful to be constantly bombarded with a pill for something, or everybody in the United States could give you 3 to 5 jingles of some different medicines that are advertised, and the ability to include the important areas of nutrition and being active and all of these different particular areas. You know, you just said something that's profound, even though it's simple, but it's profound that, hey, 50% of everything is the mental game. And that's why I think you guys pay a lot of attention to that. So tell us a little. We're going to come back, and I want to ask you more about the station and some of the different topics. We're talking across the pond. In England with Johan Ilgenfritz. He is the founder and CEO of UK Health Radio, which carries the Sports Doctor, our show the following week. We will be right back, everybody, from Chicago. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide. School pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody. everybody. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, sportsdoctorradio.com. You want to go to radio shows, you want to go to newspaper articles, so many different things involved, or at Sports Doc, DOC Radio, on Twitter. We're talking across the pond here from England, Johan Ilgen Fritz. He was giving us some of his background. He's the founder, the CEO of UK Health Radio. This tremendous return from serious illness, thriving as he is years later, now the CEO, the founder again of this network. So tell us more about UK Health Radio, Johan.
Health Radio, we cover, as I mentioned before, really in-depth information on many topics. So we have a couple of magazine-style shows where we cover a variety of topics, but we have special shows for diabetes, for cancer, for dementia. Mental health plays a very big part in our scheduling. Nutrition, of course, as well. We do backache. We've got acupuncture, health and happiness. So Her Health and Happiness, that's a show for our ladies' health. Addiction. We have an addiction show, or as we actually prefer to call it, a recovery show of addiction. Of course, Dr. Bob Sports, of which we are really honored to have you on with us. We have a healthy debate show. It's really a debate on different health topics, speech and language, which links to the mental health and dementia area. And then we've actually just finished the first series of a first, is a breakfast show, a live healthy breakfast show. So it's 2 hours in the morning, and it'll start up again beginning of next year. Was a huge success. It was a bit of a test for us because nobody's ever done a breakfast show that's purely dedicated only to health.
It depends what you're serving, you know. But the topic, again, of I've been talking about childhood obesity, Johan, for 25 years, give or take a few weeks, and the subject of obesity. I'm sure it's not a lot different where you are. This incredible challenge of obesity-related everything, high blood pressure, the diabetes, the fact that we're seeing it younger and younger, et cetera, et cetera. So that whole idea of the early in the morning, the attention to the importance, again of proper eating, that must be an interesting show, the debate on the different areas of nutrition, yeah. Because that never ends. Which is why diets are some of the biggest business in, or isn't that ironic? On the one hand, we have been battling the obesity and the obesity epidemic, and then sometimes on the other hand, we see the undernutrition is just as big a problem when you're talking about health and wellness. I find it very interesting, Johan, that you include dementia. Those related kinds of topics, I think, are so key in our aging population. I'm one of them. So we really, really want to be able to pay attention to that. And having the topic on the radio, on the internet, online, those kinds of venues and streaming allows people to be educated without it being too super duper medical, you know?
Absolutely correct. I'm not a health professional, and I always say when I listen to UK Health Radio, I want to understand what people are talking about, and that's the base. That's how we approach the scheduling and the structures of our shows.
Yes, I think the fact again that there are number one, the ability to discuss whatever this huge topic of addiction. The huge topic of recovery, again, whether it's recovery from tremendous overuse in sports, it's a huge problem in youth sports. You know, again, where I mentioned, again, overkill. And although I wrote the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, Johan, for the parents and the challenges of all aspects. Youth sports in the United States is an $18 billion a year industry, and the overkill is a tremendous challenge when you have a son or daughter, especially if they're in serious sports, where scheduling and expenses and the pressures, you know, we all know what it's like with the overzealous parent on the sidelines or the overzealous coach pushing these kids to where the first place they look is, you know, give me some pain relievers. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. It's yeah, it's terrible. It really is.
Now, there's great sides of it. Just like in the health and wellness industry, you know, there's tremendous positive side to parenting and the world of youth sports. But the challenges are really, really there. And again, some of these areas, when we're talking about overuse or overdoing it, we look at that with big attention also with people who just want to stay active. What's the best shoe to wear? Gee, how important is it that I walk every day? You know, yeah. What about going to the gym? How smart is that? And could somebody explain to me in English how I can stay with it, right? How can I stick with it, doctor?
Absolutely. I agree. The oxygenation of the body is really key. It's right up there with the alkalinity of it. That's what we do on UK Health Radio. It's not about professional sport. It's about staying fit, staying healthy, and for each kind of person. I mean, not everybody can run 5 miles.
No.
But for some people to take the stairs from their homes downward,
yes,
or in the office, is a great,
exactly,
step in the right direction.
Yes.
So,
and we fight in the United States, Johan, all the time on trying to keep physical education, PE, in schools. It's a constant challenge. Is it the same in England where, you know, PE is included routinely in schools, or is it as big a challenge as it seems to be here to try to keep that included?
Oh, it's definitely included here. What started now in the school is a combination of, even during the sports classes, is to do a bit of nutrition, to tell them what's healthy, what they should eat, how much they should eat before they train, and this kind of thing. So they're really trying here, but it is a huge challenge. Obesity in the UK is I read something that 60% of the
yeah, welcome
UK
to the, welcome, hey, welcome to the United States.
Yeah.
You know, everybody in the United States, Johan, knew that fast food and junk food wasn't good for us. We all knew that. What we didn't know was that the good old 3-meal-a-day processed kind of diet, we didn't know what a nightmare that could be, especially when people got less active mm-hmm. and they just weren't paying as much attention. And this is one of the great dichotomies in the United States, for example, is that there's a gym on every other corner, and we talk about this so much in so many places, yet we're at best treading water when it comes to the whole obesity mm-hmm. and the things that go with it, you know, heart concerns and high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. Johan, give me the website again for the station, please, quickly.
It's www.ukhealthradio.com.
Great. Johan Ilgenfritz, founder and CEO, UK Health Radio. Thanks so much. You sound like you're around the corner, man. You're in England. Hold on, Johan. Everybody will be right back. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is a well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctors In segment on the day before Thanksgiving. To all the weekend athletes out there who overdo it, pay attention. You know, when you try to get too active after a big meal and that whole deal. And practice some gratitude. That's the exercise for today and tomorrow. It's the Sports Doctors In segment. And we've got some great shows coming up. You know, next week we're going to talk some CBD with Dr. Roberta DeLuca. We're going to talk youth sports with my friend. He participated in my book, Ian Goldberg, the creator of iSport 360. So we're excited about that show. And then the following week, we are going to jump in with Gary Reinl, the author of Iced, the illusionary treatment option. He's hot now. We just featured him in an article in Men's Health all about his research and findings and discussions of that besides numbing something, ice is useless. And I talk about him a lot in the book. So Gary joins us on the 11th. And one of the historians of sports, football, head injuries, concussions, Matt Chaney, will be coming back on the 11th. So where do we got here? Okay, Harold says, what is retrocalcaneal bursitis? Right behind the heel, where the Achilles tendon attaches to the heel inside when you press that area together, there's a bursa or a fluid sac there. It can get irritated, it can get rubbed, it can get pulled and aggravated. So a bursitis is an inflammation of a bursa, and there are bursas in various areas of the body. But when it gets inflamed, and you would deal with it like you would deal with any inflammation, whether it was backing off what you were doing and paying attention to that. And if it's persistent, then you really want to look at mechanics. Or if it's recurrent, you want to look at mechanics. I can't tell you how many times I've put orthotics in shoes where that was the problem, and they're still running and jumping. Terry asks, what about Cam Newton? Lisfranc injury. It seems like it's been so long. You know, the Lisfranc injury is serious. It's a separation, a pulling away of the base of the metatarsals in the foot, right in that midfoot. And a typical type of injury like Lisfranc, imagine someone's in the front seat of a car and boom, they hit something in front of them. And the passenger, then they slam the ball of the foot up against that floorboard, and they push it back, and those areas are dislocated, and it's a hassle. It's a very, very slow injury to heal, if it does, and sometimes even surgically has to be the case, but it could be a year coming back from that. Right now, Cam Newton's dealing, I don't know how many months it's been, with that particular injury. We're wishing him well. I know he is healing, but it's taking forever. Mary Lou says, my 16-year-old son is a cross-country runner. He's had persistent recurrent shin splints. You know, Mary Lou, shin splints, you know, are not a medical diagnosis. You can have a stress fracture in the bottom of the leg and think that was a shin splint. You could have tendonitis, other things. Stress fractures are not common at all, but pain, inflammation in the area is very, very common. When it's persistent or recurrent, it's very often foot-related. Very often we'll see that that pronated or flat foot, which stretches and pulls on that decelerator, which that particular muscle tendon complex could be when we're running or jumping, just gets abused and overused. And the flat foot, as a good example of a foot that puts persistent strain or torque or twist on that area, so you should be, number one, get a diagnosis on specifically what this is. Make sure your son's in the right shoe. See podiatry and see sports medicine. Mary says, I'm considering bunion surgery. Can that recur? You know, anything's possible, Mary, but today the success with corrective bunion surgery is very, very high. Under the right hand, podiatry, foot ankle, MD, orthopedic surgeons do great work, and recurrence is unusual. We would expect people to do well because the actual alignment of the joint is what's corrected besides just removing the bump, which years ago, if that's all that was done, then sometimes the bunion really is a lay term, dislocation of the big toe joint. And as the toe migrates into the way of the other toes, it might overlap, it might underlap and cause hammer toes, the bump becomes more and more prominent. So today the correction is the whole particular angle straightening the joint is far more successful. Steven says, my 15-year-old daughter is a serious figure skater, 5 days a week. She's doing double jumps. She's had this what's called accessory navicular. It's a bump on the inside of the arch. That's exactly what it is, Steve. It's a protuberance of the navicular bone, which is the bone that really helps connect the foot and ankle. And if the foot collapses excessively, then often that bone is rubbed, it can thicken, it can start getting more and more prominent. And if figure skating, where you really lock that foot in a boot, any kind of excessive motion can rub on that area and can cause a problem. Good news, I've had great success for years with paying attention to what are the foot mechanics, what's the foot type that we're talking about with your daughter. And number one, almost always enhancing the rock and roll of that foot with orthotics. And number two, having the bootmaker punch out the area where the bone is. Rarely is that a surgical problem. So you want to pay attention with great excitement how you can really calm this down and keep it calm with orthotics. See sports podiatry. Speaking of skating, Paul says my son's 12. He plays hockey 3-4 times a week. He's really a good player. He's got this Haglund's. Haglund's is the bump on the back of the heel. We just talked about the inside of the arch. Sometimes the bone is prominent, and we could see that bump on the back of the heel, and it might not hurt at all. Other times we'll see that it's problematic, that it hurts, and that it's been irritated many times by the tightness and pressure of the skate or the boot and excessive motion of the heel. This is why often, if orthotics are done properly, they can stop the rock and roll of the heel and the rubbing of the bone in the back. And almost always, just like I mentioned Steve, the bump won't hurt. We might see that the bump stays forever, but if it's not a problem, it's not a problem. Haglund's itself is a enlargement of the back of the heel bone. Sometimes that can be problematic, but unless it's very aggressive, you can calm it down by controlling the motion. You know, Paul asks, it's winter time or it's going to be winter. I'm a golfer. Pay attention to what the physical therapist and the golf pro told you, Paul. Do the strengthening of all the areas involved in golf. Hit some balls if you can. Bingo, we're out of time. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanks. It's the Sports Doctor.